Wednesday night at Spokane City Hall, Spokane Public Radio held its annual Health Forum. This year it focused on suicide awareness. My colleague Steve Jackson assembled a panel of guests, including mental health specialists, the chief of the Post Falls Police Department, and a board member from the group End of Life Washington. Steve joins me here for a quick recap. Now, I wasn't there last night, but I did see a Facebook photo that showed a pretty good crowd there. Why don't you tell me about the crowd?
Yeah, it was a good crowd. We were in the back room in the green room, and when we came out, I'd say that room, the city council chambers, may have been mostly full. The other thing that was good was there was quite a few good questions. I mean, I don't even know, you know, sometimes when we get in there, if there's going to be a lot of good questions, but there were. There wasn't really anybody other than kind of my sub-panelists or kind of the surprise guest we had near the end that stood up to the microphone. We had a lot of people write down questions on cards. And, you know, even some of the questions were a little bit poignant, you know, because this is a pretty emotional topic. And the format was such that I had to read those things off a card. And one of them was somebody asking for specific advice. And they were very suicidal. And they, you know, it explained why they were and that they were taking medications and the like, and I was kind of surprised that I had to read that because it was like, whoa, this is kind of emotional stuff.
You've mentioned some of the highlights that were there for you. Are there some other impressions you left with?
Well, there was a couple moments for me where it was a bit emotional, and reading that card was okay. I don't think anybody even noticed that, but I read it okay, and I was just thinking, wow, this is pretty important stuff. We may be actually helping someone who's in the building right now. And I'm not sure that the follow-up on that, because what one of the psychologists on our panel said, hey, let's meet afterward. But I did see that I was pretty sure he didn't meet with anyone else. However, one of our counselors on the panel mentioned, you know, you could call our office and here's how to get a hold of us at Frontier Health. And so I'm guessing, or I'm hoping, that that person did, you know, follow through and got a hold of Stacy Cornwell, the counselor. So yeah, there was good stuff going on. There was a woman in the audience whose name was Cheryl, and we got to her through the counselor. She got up and spoke about her own battles with mental issues.
I would say recovery is possible. I live a full, meaningful life now. I have found treatments that work.
What were the most important things that helped you the most, do you think?
My family held hope for me when I didn't have it. The professional people in my life cared about me and held value and hope for me when I had none. Hopelessness is the hallmark of depression, and I had no hope. People loved me. People cared about me. People listened.
And she's actually gone on to help assist other counselors in talking to those who are considering taking their own life.
You had a pretty diverse panel. Why don't you tell me about some of the main themes that came up in the conversation?
We talked about, you know, the usual kind of things you'd expect to ask, like how do you counsel these people? And that was almost kind of difficult to describe because it could be case-by-case basis, you know. We talked about how do you counsel, what are the – here's another one. I just thought of another one. This was good too. The police chief of Post Falls, Scott Hogue, we talked about, you know, the usual kind of expected questions about how they deal with suicide calls. But there were a couple highlights there, too. A, he runs a special program where he actually, when they go to a suicide call, they do follow-up. They send a chaplain from the police department out to counsel these people. It's a really unique program. So that was interesting. And then he also shared with us something that was almost shocking. He talked about the suicide rate for police officers, and it was extremely high. And you know, I didn't realize that. And so that was another kind of interesting bit, too. One of the other panelists was from a support group who's actually for those who've lost loved ones to suicide. She herself has lost someone to suicide in her family. Her name's Cheryl Shepherd. She's actually with hospice, so she's used to dealing with some kind of touchy things. She had this really remarkable segment where she described, in essence, how people should deal with grief, but more specifically, how to talk to somebody who's lost a loved one to suicide, and that was really moving.
Steve Jackson was the moderator of Spokane Public Radio's Suicide Awareness Forum Wednesday night at Spokane City Hall. The forum was recorded for later broadcast next week on KSFC and our sister station KPBX and on our partner, Spokane City Cable 5. You can listen here on KSFC Sunday at noon, Tuesday at 10 p.m., and next Thursday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to SpokanePublicRadio.org for more specific dates and times.